So I'm going to teach you a new process today. It doesn't really have a name as far as I know. It is a process that's an NLP, neurological programming, that was adapted as an NVC process. It's not mine. I didn't adapt it. I didn't create it. I learned it from someone else. So I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'm going to demonstrate it. And I want you to know that when I tell you what it is, it's not going to make any sense. It's the kind of thing that intellectually doesn't make sense. It's a thing to experience. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time explaining it to you, because I, having done this so many times, I trust that you're not really going to get it till you do it yourself anyways. So the process is this. I ask myself this question: if I got that need met, what need would that meet? And then I come up with the need, and then I ask the question again, and I just keep asking that same question over and over. If I got that need met, what need would that meet? That's the question to write down. If I got that need met, what need would that meet? So I'm going to demonstrate it, and then we'll talk about it, and then you'll have a chance to try it out. And I'm not even going to tell you what the situation is, because it's totally, it doesn't matter. So what I want you to watch for is, see if you notice any shifts in my voice or the way I hold myself or the speed of my voice or anything. Just see if you notice anything different in my countenance, I guess I'd say. You start out by just coming up with the very first need you can think of in the situation. And you spend very little time thinking. This is not a thinking thing. It's a being present to what's there thing, and just say what's on your mind. Okay, here we go. I'll just say this was a person who accused me of doing something that I didn't do. And so the first need that comes up is respect. And if I got the need for respect met, what need would that mean? Care. And if I got care, what need would that mean? Safety. And if I experience safety, what need would that meet? Understanding. And if I met my need for understanding, what need would that meet? Love. And if I met that need for love, or if I experience love, what need would that meet? Mutuality and hope. Healing. And if I experienced mutuality and healing and hope, what need would that mean? Oh, like transformation. And if I experience transformation, what would that mean? Love again. And if I experience love, what need would that mean? Co-holding, unification, unity, that's what I'm trying to say. A co-holding and unity. Freedom. And if I experienced freedom, what need would that mean? Oh, peace. So if I was alone, this is a place where I would just hang out for a while because it feels really good. And I would just sort of hang here and let things come up. And I'd stay in the process, but if I had the time for it, I might just linger a while longer. So I want you to remember that I think my first word out was respect. So when I do this self-empathy method, I think of the needs like this in a vertical form, starting out with the top one is respect, and then the last one I think was peace. And in between, several needs in between, but I think of them in vertical order so that we're going deeper and deeper. Maybe it's more horizontal because maybe it's going deeper and deeper inside. What I love about this particular method is I use very few words. And so at a time when I'm addled or really agitated or scared, this one works really well for me because it keeps me focused and grounded. And sometimes I'll find myself rocking a little bit when I'm doing it. It's so nurturing and soothing for me just to do this. And I don't know how long I've spent, but I can tell you not very much. And I got to a pretty sweet place. I also want to point out a few things. So you know, I don't know if you noticed, but in the beginning, I was talking pretty fast, and I was totally up in my head. You know, I was just like throwing out the needs. I know the words, so I was just kind of saying the words. I wouldn't say that I was totally connected to it. I think that's fine. To me, that's part of the process. Almost always when I start, I'm going to be up in my head and I'm just going to be, you know, throwing out needs. But eventually, there comes a time when I start to take deep breaths and I start to slow down. And that's when I can start to actually start to experience the needs and go a little bit deeper. There were a few times when I paused kind of a long time. I probably would have paused longer in those times in my own process. And it was about feelings, but it also was about just holding presence to what was coming up and not wanting to rush it necessarily. So any questions about the process that I'm suggesting?
As a person listening to someone doing that process, what does the listener do anything or just listen with presence?
I think the listener listens with presence, and then if the person gets stuck, perhaps helps them come up with a need in the moment. Yeah. Thank you. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to pair up. And I'd like you to think of something. First of all, let's pause and think of something that you could talk about. Something like my situation just happened today. Something happened that I felt agitated about, and I haven't had a chance to connect much about it. So can you think of something in your life that you could work with? You're not your greatest life's painful issue. Some simple thing to start with. So I'd like person A to start the process. Remember, you start with just the first need that comes to mind. Remember that this isn't a big thinking exercise. You don't think and try to get the right need. A need might come up that you know isn't even a good fit. You could just say it anyways. It doesn't matter because you will be taken there eventually. You might even say something that's not a need. I think there was one that I kind of talked around because I couldn't really come up with the word. That's okay too. It's not a perfect science. It's about just being present to it. And you know you're done when you have a sense of a greater connectedness.